This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about circadian rhythms. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. People have different chronotypes, natural preferences of the body for wakefulness and sleep. Most of us feel awake and alert during the day and then get sleepy at night. But then there are the super early risers, the early birds, and people who like to be up really late, the night owls. Early risers are generally seen in a positive light. These are the crack of dawn gym goers, the people who answer emails at 6 in the morning. Night owls, on the other hand, are more likely to face a host of complications. Not getting enough sleep because they went to bed way too late, snoozing through their alarms, and general disapproval for keeping the hours of a teenager. That has led some night owls to try to change their sleep schedules. But is it actually possible? And is it worth doing? Liz Tung reports.
I was surprised to find out that for a lot of people, being a night owl is something they're trying to keep hush-hush because they fear being judged.
Not being active in the morning is just considered negative. Like, it's associated with being maybe more lazy, less productive, not a go-getter.
This is a woman we're calling Mia.
I'm 50 years old, and I'm an extreme night owl. I say incorrigible night owl.
Mia, a neuroscientist who ironically got her PhD in circadian rhythms, is an entrepreneur. She runs her own company, creating mobile apps, with employees around the world. She's been able to adjust her work hours to fit her sleep schedule. For instance, Mia schedules most of her meetings after noon, if not later. It works for her, but she still feels bad sometimes.
I do feel a little bit of shame, like when I wake up and half the day is gone, and maybe I missed some opportunity or call in the morning because I wasn't up.
Mia's been a night owl for as long as she can remember. But she says it's really over the past few years that her sleep schedule started drifting later and later. These days, her typical bedtime can be anywhere from 3:30 in the morning all the way to 6 a.m. So what's she doing all night? As it turns out, according to an audio diary Mia recorded one night, all kinds of things.
So it's Wednesday, October 23rd, 3:37 a.m.
She talks with friends around the world while putting in time on the treadmill.
I just got off the phone with my bestie. It ended up being a little over 2-hour conversation. So good that I got my steps in.
She works, trawls social media, does chores.
It's 5:29 a.m. I did the dishes and tidy up the kitchen.
And finally, a little after 6 a.m., she starts winding down for bed.
Just brush my teeth, wash my face. Sometimes I like to ask Echo this. Echo, what time is sunrise?
Sunrise will be at 7:21 a.m. today.
So, a little over an hour, it'll be sunrise.
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Echo, stop. All right, 6:13, signing off.
In general, Mia seems pretty comfortable with her night owl schedule. But occasionally, her lifestyle can send her into an existential spiral about how she's living her life.
Is it a little bit of self-sabotaging, or am I not optimizing my life enough?
So about 2 years ago, she tried to change her bedtime. She was worried about her focus and memory and the lack of sunlight in her life. So she went to see some sleep doctors. They gave her all the regular advice. Limit caffeine, try melatonin.
But the things I found harder to do was, say, stop looking at my phone 2 hours before going to bed. I guess I was hoping there'd be like some kind of like magic bullet to shift myself. But it's been pretty intractable.
Intractable, but it can be accomplished by some night owls, as demonstrated by Harry Guinness.
I used to think I was a night owl, but that is definitely no longer the case.
Like Mia, Harry's night owl ways began when he was a teenager. In college, he would often stay out into the wee hours partying. After he graduated, he started working as a freelance writer and found that late at night was the best time to write. But eventually, he started feeling like he was missing out. Harry's also a photographer, and he liked taking pictures of the sunrise, which in Ireland, where he lives, can be as early as 4 a.m. He's also an avid skier and realized he needed to get up in the morning if he wanted to enjoy the snow, all of which eventually led to his decision that he needed to start going to bed earlier.
The intention wasn't so much to be a morning person. The intention was to do the things that morning people can do.
It was not a quick fix. Harry says it took him about 6 years. The most important factor for him was
no phones in the bedroom at all. So me and my partner go to bed at 9 o'clock. We leave our phones out in the living room and I'll read for an hour and a half by not having the constant distraction of the phone, by letting myself get sleepy. I can just fall asleep.
Harry added that there's an important caveat to his story. He's not completely convinced he ever was a true night owl, so much as a typical teenage and early 20s guy keeping late hours. Which made me wonder, is being a night owl innate, or is it a choice? And what makes somebody a night owl in the first place?
I wish I had a complete answer, but we don't know.
This is Jamie Zeitzer. He's a professor at Stanford University in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences and co-director of their Center for Sleep and Circadian Sciences.
It's genetic, definitely. There are definitely genetic components to it. There are social and behavioral components to it, but we don't know what they are.
He says for people who truly function better being up late, there may be only so much they can do to change their innate circadian rhythm.
We don't have a lot of control. It's a rubber band where you can force the system to be more, if you're a night owl, you can be a more of a morning type, but you have to be on it all the time. You can't take a day off. You take a day off, it's going to snap back to where it wants to be, which is kind of in the night owl position. So is it flexible? To a degree, but not hugely.
The problem is a lot of night owls, like Mia, are constantly getting the message that keeping late hours is terrible for your health. Studies indicate it's associated with everything from depression and anxiety to obesity and diabetes. And even when night owls are getting enough sleep, some of those risks are still elevated. Not, Jamie says, because there is something fundamentally unhealthy about sleeping when it's light out and active when it's dark, but he suspects because at night, people are more likely to be isolated and to spend their time doing unhealthy things, like overindulging in food or alcohol, or sitting around in their PJs instead of being up and active. So I asked Jamie, should night owls like Mia try to become morning larks?
I don't think so. There are definitely risks of being up late, but I don't think that waking up earlier for a night owl is necessarily healthier. I just think they need to be careful about kind of the behavior that being up late at night enables.
That story was reported by Liz Tong.